today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton and joining me on the podcast today is Nikki Hendry. How are you, Nikki?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. It's been a crazy week or two in this whole Diddy case. So much video and photos emerging from the family of Diddy and from friends. You must be inundated because your job is like, you know, trying to find the clips and video to put on our website.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. Kim Zolciak, her spending habits are being revealed by Croy, her husband or soon to be ex, or right. they're housemates still.
Yeah, strange.
Such a strange situation, but she's can spend a lot of money. Frankie Muniz, remember him?
Yeah.
Malcolm in the Middle?
Malcolm in the Middle.
He is on Australia's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
No way.
Yes. That's shout out Australia. And he's actually breaking down about what his family went through when he was a child star.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And Almost News is a pretty funny one. Lizzo quit, then she unquit. It's kind of her thing, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Lizzo. We'll get to her. Almost News Girl.
Almost News Girl. All right. So Stevie J, you remember him?
Yes.
Loving hip hop, obviously.
Yes.
He was on TMZ Live and he called 50 Cent and Uncle Tom for all of 50 Cent's Diddy attacks. Let's listen to what he had to say now.
I don't know what whatever someone does in their bedroom, that's what they do. I don't got nothing to do with that. I'm just here to say that I've never seen my man doing anything foul like they talking about.
None of it. All of it. I mean,
I've never seen it. I've known him for 29 years. And then it's like with guys like 50, you know what I'm saying? Like Uncle Tom cast like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you want to put me, I don't know if y'all saw the post with 50 posted about me. Of course you guys seen
it. Yeah.
So, for those of you unaware, as I was, about what Uncle Tom means, like, I couldn't be wider. I'm from
Please,
Australia.
Enlighten us.
So I had to Google it. If you don't know, Uncle Tom is a black person who's overeager to win the approval of whites. So that is what Stevie J is claiming 50 Cent is. What do you make of that?
So first of all, Stevie J was on TMZ Live yesterday and he came on and was talking about all things Diddy, right? So this is Diddy's best friend. He's been best friends with Diddy for a while. He started as a producer in, you know, the music game and then married. I forget who he married to be on Love & Hip Hop. But, you know, he's been around this scene and Diddy's parties and all of the things that Diddy's getting accused of for a while. And he said that, you know, Diddy doesn't, you know, I don't know what Diddy does in the bedroom, right? He was very adamant about, I don't know what people do in their private lives, but like, I haven't seen any of these things that he's getting accused of. And when he brought in 50 Cent about it, he was saying what 50 Cent is doing and trolling over, you know, the Diddy raids and the investigation is all racially motivated, meaning it's another black man tearing down another black man. And it's happened a lot within the black community more recently now than not, right? When Shannon Sharp interviewed Cat Williams and he was going after every single black man that I feel like ever worked with Cat Williams. You know, it's not a good look for 50 Cent. However, I don't know if Stevie J is right calling him an Uncle Tom, because if you remember, Daphne Joy is 50 Cent's baby mama. She was just named in the lawsuit, the more recent lawsuit, calling, you know, she was a sex worker for Diddy and doing all of these things for Diddy.
Right.
So he's got a baby in the mix with Daphne Joy. So now his baby mama's being named. I feel like he has a little bit more of a reason to go after Diddy. So I'm not sure if it's fully Uncle Tom, it's fully racially motivated, but he is definitely trolling. 50 Cent, point blank period, is trolling Daphne Joy, calling her a sex worker on every Instagram post and just constantly clowning Diddy.
Wow. There's a lot of good facts there, Nikki. A lot to unpack. I think 50 goes against everybody. 50 trolls everybody regardless of the color of their skin, I think. He's just a troll. And most of his trolling is kind of funny. Also, Stevie J saying, look, So Stevie J would know, I would have thought. So they've been friends for 30 years. You would have thought if anything crazy went down at these parties, like people said they did, you would have thought maybe Stevie would have an inkling. But he's saying he's got no idea.
But
okay.
Do you think Diddy's just out in the middle of his parties doing these things? I don't think
No, no. But I think it would be like almost an open secret if Diddy was doing weird sexual stuff and filming it and hiring prostitutes who have to knock on the door. Hi, we're the prostitutes. Yeah. Can we come in? Like Stevie J's there. You know, you would have thought that he would have an inkling. So he's categorically denying it. But you're right. He's also saying, I don't know what goes on in the bedroom.
Well, right.
That's what the whole case is about. Right. What goes on in the bedroom.
Right. So it's like you have your friends back, but you also don't. Because I also don't think Diddy's sitting there saying well, who he knocked back and what he did in the bedroom. I don't think he's that type of like person to come out of the bedroom and like spill all that tea. Because if he was, I feel like this stuff would have came to light a long time ago.
But there's all these, apparently there's all these hidden cameras. I know.
It gets real. All of this alleged stuff that is going on in this, you know, investigation, it's in the raids and what they found in the raid and all the things is just, it's so mind blowing that it's almost like, how do you have someone like Stevie J who's been with you forever having your back?
Well, I mean, it's great to have a ride or die mate like
right.
that.
Right. But,
but it'll all come out. Like, you know, the truth will be revealed because the feds went in there and, I mean, Diddy's son's mum, the mother of Justin Combs, she put out all this surveillance video and it is like very, it's hardcore to have like a guns pointed at the head of your son. And in handcuffs, like he's the criminal. And meanwhile, Diddy's going on like a spring break trip with his two daughters, like because they've just they're in senior year. So the kids are affected so much in this case that there's got to be so much emotion from Diddy and his family. Like, what is going on? And if there's no truth to it. Mm-hmm. Then it's crazy. But I mean, I would have thought they'd only raid if they had a few facts under their sleeve to get a judge to grant.
Trust
it.
Me, I know. You don't use that type of, you know, force and, you know, barging into someone's home if you don't have piled evidence
yes.
to back that. So it's going to be interesting. Stay tuned to TMZ.com for all the updates.
Great plug. Great plug.
You know, TMZ podcast, TMZ.com.
All right, Croy Bierman, he is revealing Kim Zolciak's spending habits. Mm-hmm. She's pretty spendy. She loves the nice clothes. Mm-hmm. So he is, she's dragging her feet, basically, Kim, on handing over important financial documents. So like in their divorce settlement and they're going bankrupt, basically. So now he's like, okay, I'm going to expedite it all. I'm going to just release it all. So he says that she dropped more than $600,000 between 2016 to 2023 on all these clothing brands. Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, Chanel, Versace, Agent Provocateur. That's a lot of money. Is that a lot of money to spend in that time?
So I broke down some of these numbers. She spent $46,000 at Neiman Marcus in 2016. What are you? What are you buying at Neiman Marcus?
Is that just like a really nice clothing
store?
It's
a very nice, think of like a Macy's, but more elevated. A Nordstrom's, a little bit more elevated.
Okay.
But like, I know that those stores can be expensive, right? They do sell all of those high-end items like purses and things like that. And sometimes their clothing can be a little bit expensive, like maybe $100 for a dress or something, maybe upwards of that.
But
$46,000? And then it keeps going. $72,000 the next year. $68,000 the next year.
All at Neiman Marcus.
That's all at Neiman Marcus.
Damn.
Saks Fifth Avenue is a little bit worse. She spent $65,000 in 2016. $86,000 in 2017. Like, I can't stop from laughing because, like, Croy, you've been with her for these years.
Right.
It wasn't an issue when she was making the coin.
Yes.
It wasn't an issue when you were getting the money.
Why did they, like, money run out? Like, did she spend too much or did they stop earning?
Well, I think it's a mixture of both. I mean, look at those numbers.
You
know, you got to be bringing in some hefty things, you know, and she wasn't, you know, and I know she had like a reality show, Tardy for the Party. She was on, you know, The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She hasn't been on that show in years, though. So I don't know what else she may make her money from like, you know, endorsement deals and, you know, sponsored ads on Instagram and things like that. But you only make so much money and your name only holds so much clout if you're not doing anything else. Besides what you did in the past, she hasn't been booked for many other gigs.
But she's probably saying to Croy when he sees her come home with like a new fur scarf or something,
gotcha.
Like, I need this because this is my image. This is like, I'm on these reality shows because I'm so extravagantly like, and that's kind of true as well. Like,
I get that.
But she had nothing to back it up. She was just like presenting as a very, very wealthy lady with all the finest things. But
you know what else is interesting? What Corey alleged that she did is that she went big on the lottery and Bitcoin. So she dropped a hefty $161,000 in 2021 and $65,000 in 2022. Meaning she really went in on that Bitcoin craze that like blew up and like.
Well, I mean, you're talking to someone who's very into Bitcoin.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
Oh, big, big time into Bitcoin. Okay. But Bitcoin is basically now at all-time highs.
Really? I thought it was going down.
No.
Like crypto.
No. No. Bitcoin is like the figurehead of crypto.
Okay.
But Bitcoin is almost at all-time highs right now. So if she had just kept her money in Bitcoin, she'd probably be...
well off.
Fine by now, because it's almost the same as it was back in 2021, Bitcoin was at its peak. When you were asking about Bitcoin and you know your taxi driver was like, that was when it was at its peak.
Yeah.
But she probably invested at its peak, and then in 2022 when she invested more money, it was like going down. Mm. 2023 going down even more. That's when Croy, like all this stuff starts happening, so she has to kind of like offload it when it's at low prices. But in 2024, it's killing it. Like it's back at like all-time highs.
Okay.
I mean, I just got to defend my guy, Bitcoin.
Everybody. Yeah, all right, yeah, because you got money in there, so I know what you're doing. Right. You're the Stevie J to the Diddy.
But lottery as well? Like, lottery is, you know, it's weird to spend, like, how do you spend, like, let's say, like, $50,000 on lottery? Like, that's a lot of tickets.
Yeah, that's a lot of scratch-offs. But I will say this, you know, it seems like she clearly knows her financial situation. She just decided she's going to, you know, do that reality show pilot with her daughters. So whichever network picks that up, hopefully it's going to be a good one. Croy will not be involved in the project, which I think is a bad move for her, because if you're going to have another reality show, people want to see this stuff.
Yes, people want to see the argument.
People want to see how much you spent at sex.
Get Croy a job. I want him on the show. All right. On to our next story. Frankie Muniz, Malcolm, from Malcolm in the Middle. He is in Australia on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And he is opening up about his traumatic childhood where he had to leave to LA to film the show and then his parents divorced. Let's listen to it now.
I would say Malcolm took us out to LA. Me and my mom went, but my sister stayed with my dad in North Carolina. And my mom and dad ended up getting a divorce during that time. So in that sense, it's kind of sad to think about that that it did separate. It really separated the family completely.
Yeah.
That makes me so sad.
Because they were geographically separated, then you grow apart. I don't know. It's pretty hard. Yeah, it is sad. And I feel kind of sad for most child stars. There's very few child stars I'd be like, damn, you've had a great life.
It's really hard to find those. And, you know, he did say, like, his success with his, like, TV career and stuff, he does owe it all to his family. Like, he says he wouldn't be where he is without his family, and he wants to thank them for the sacrifices that they did make. And that's clearly a big one for him. And you can see, you know, in this clip that he's very still affected by it because, you know, maybe in part he does feel kind of responsible. Like, his mom thought he had stardom, moved him to California so that he could
be unwelcome. He was massive for a moment.
He was huge when he was a child.
For years.
And so you have to think, like, your mom and dad made the biggest sacrifice, and that was to put their children over themselves in that moment.
Yeah, but is that and then you reflect, like, was that a good choice to have made?
Right.
Now all is said and done.
That's what they made.
Well, he has kind of quit Hollywood. I mean, I guess he's on a reality show right now, but he now is a NASCAR driver. He drives cars. He lives in Scottsdale with his wife, and he's got a kid.
Yeah, he has a very low, like...
Low profile. But then again, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. So he kind of wants a taste of that sort of famish type stuff.
You know, everyone needs money, right? I'm sure that they offer him some money to do.
Offer him some dollary dues down there.
Dollary dues, you know.
All right. On to our last story. Our almost news. Lizzo, sorry, you got the almost news today. She is clarifying her comment that she quit the music industry. So a few days ago, she posted a lengthy statement basically saying that she's starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for clout and views, being the butt of every joke every single time because of how I look, my character being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespecting my name. I quit. Well, she's clarifying those statements, and this is what she has to say.
When I say I quit, I mean, I quit giving any negative energy, attention. What I'm not gonna quit is the joy of my life, which is making music, which is connecting to people.
It's kind of, it's such an interesting thing because her doing this, I quit now. No, I've got to clarify. When clearly she knew what she was doing when she posted the statement. But this is the reason that people come at her, is for these sort of strange hijinks, attention grabs, and like, it's
totally.
Just like,
I mean, just look alone at the video. She's in a one-piece bikini with her boobs out, you know? It's things like that that people are seeing, right? She's in this video, could have just been like a selfie of her face and being very genuine to the camera. I just don't take this as genuine because of all of her track record, of all of the things that, you know, she's done. She could have came out, I mean, this statement came out, what, last week that she was quitting or over the weekend? It took her a few days to come out because she was trying to let it, you know, linger and get her, you know, moment of the quit and make sure everyone thinks she's quitting and it's a big deal.
It's
and
just annoying. Basically, she's just annoying.
I have to agree with you. It is.
And so she doesn't, she is an incredible singer-songwriter. Like, she writes her own music.
She's so talented.
So talented.
And she is one of the pioneers of, you know, the whole body positivity, you know, movement and things like that. And so it's just like, when she does antics like this, it really makes it hard to respect her.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why she does these social media little games. She's very big on TikTok and very big on Instagram. Part of her brand is being an influencer.
100%.
But then she does these little hijinks that make you go like, that isn't what we think. That isn't what we're doing, you know?
Yeah.
She doesn't reflect on herself very well. She doesn't, like, consider her role in any of this drama. It's all like outside forces being mean to her, and she's the victim.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why we gave her almost news.
Sorry, Lizzo, you're almost news girl today.
Yeah, you're almost news girl today. But I mean, I'm sure, like, she'll come out with a new album sometime soon, and it'll be like, she makes pop hits. So just stick to that.
She's so talented.
Yes.
Really sucks that she has to go down to these.
I agree. Politics. We agree there, Nikki.
Wow.
Thank you for joining me on the podcast today.
Thanks.
You're the best, and we'll see you guys here tomorrow. Goodbye.